Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, April 22nd. Thank you, Sue. April 22nd, and you're listening to the big call. I'm just pleased that we have the call, and Sue tied me in tonight because I had some technical difficulties with my phone, but hopefully it's not going to be an issue, and we'll make it through the call, which, by the way, I have to apologize for last Thursday's call. Evidently, and I don't remember this, evidently I did not turn on the recording. And that's why everybody was concerned, hey, where's the recording? Where's the recording? Well, I had to re-record the intel at Bob's bequest, and I thought that was a good idea to do that. So unfortunately, we did not get the whole call recorded last Thursday. Tonight, we heard the call has been recorded, so Sue did a great job getting us initiated. So let's do this. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a really good, exciting teaching for us tonight. Lord God, thank you so much that we are here, that we have a platform that we can use to get out information. Thank you for the weekend that we had, the Resurrection Sunday that we had, and everything else that went on. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and to bring about this amazing blessing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, thank you for tying me into the call. Bob, good to hear your voice. So let's see what you would have for us tonight in the way of a teaching.
Bruce, before we start, did we start the recording?
Yes.
Sue started. Okay. I had made sure that she did. Yep.
Okay.
Sue, great job.
I want to do a little pre-teaching and say this is a good call to be on the calls live.
Yes.
And I want to dedicate this to... Oh, I was about to. Well, I'm going to say our Doug. I have a technical assistant, and I just want to thank him for everything that he's done for the leadership group that I host, and I just want to thank him for everything he does because he's always my backup. So you're showing me the value of Doug, amplified Bruce, and this is called our teaching for tonight. You have can-do power. Think about a little seed. It's just a quarter of an inch long. Doesn't look like much. When you bury that seed in the ground, the dirt that's on top of it is thousands of times heavier, far more powerful. The little seed could think, just my luck, I was doing fine. Then someone put me in this dirt. Someone buried me. But what that seed knows is that God already took into account that one day it would be buried, that one day it would feel overwhelmed and be surrounded by pressure and forces that were much greater. So God put in that seed supernatural life, supernatural strength, supernatural ability. After it's buried, been trapped in the dark, and it looks as though it's over, that seed will germinate. It will open up and somehow begin to push the dirt out of the way. I have a story about this. It gets to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It was designed to be buried. It was designed to have dirt put on it. God knew the seed would face opposition that looked much bigger, which is why he put in the strength to push up dirt, strength to move something many times stronger out of its way. God was showing us that it's not the size of what you're up against. What matters is what the Creator put in you.
That's right.
Don't be intimidated by how big the opposition is, by how bad the medical report looks, or by how powerful the people are who are against you. Like that seed, you have the life of Almighty God. You have the favor of God. You have can-do power. You are stronger than you think. When that seed is buried, I can hear the dirt laughing and saying, you're done now. You don't have a chance. I'm so much more powerful than you. The seed could panic, live overwhelmed, and say, what am I going to do? But this seed knows a secret. It says, hey, Mr. Dirt, I might look small, and I know I'm at a disadvantage right now. I know you're much bigger, but I'm not worried. I'm stronger than I look. I'm more powerful than I appear. I have something in me that's not ordinary, that's not common. I have the life of Almighty God. The dirt says, big deal. I'm still hundreds of times more powerful than you. But in a few weeks, the little seed opens and the first shoot from the seed begins to push the dirt back and push it back and push it back. Before long, the shoot from the seed that has come out of the ground, and now it's a beautiful bush with blooming flowers. In the same way, that's kind of accelerated, don't you think, Bob? Okay. Maybe a few years. In the same way. Same way, that's funny. When things look as though they're going to overwhelm you. I can see Bob smiling right now. So they're too much to bear. Remember this phrase, you are stronger than you think. God knew it was coming. He's already put things inside you that you can't see right now. But at the appointed time, you're going to push back the dirt. You're going to come out of what's holding you back, but not like you were. You're going to bloom. You're going to blossom.
Yes.
Go to new levels and accomplish greater goals. Don't be fooled by the dirt. The dirt is getting you ready to flourish. There are things in your destiny that can only happen with the dirt. If you weren't buried, so to speak, you would never see what's in your seed. You wouldn't reach your potential. You can keep an apple seed on a shelf for years. It looks nice. It doesn't have to get dirty. It doesn't have to be uncomfortable. But that seed would never become what it was created to be. There are apple orchards in that one seed, but it will never produce a single apple without the dirt. The challenge is that when we get dirt on us, when we face things we don't understand and it feels overwhelming, it's easy to get discouraged, give up on our dreams, and live sour. God, why is this happening? That's going to keep our seed from germinating. Right attitude is, this dirt is not stopping my destiny. It's taking me into my destiny. God wouldn't have allowed the dirt if it was going to keep you from your purpose. The problem may look too big. The sickness looks too great. The trouble is not turning around. Can I tell you that you're stronger than you think? You can endure more than you think? That dirt is not going to defeat you. It's going to promote you. And that's our teaching for tonight.
That's good, Sue. I like that teaching. And all I can say about that is stronger than dirt. You guys remember that. You young people have never heard that before. You know, Sue, what I liked about this was that the seed must die in the ground before it germinates. And the plant is sort of a resurrection of that seed. And to think that that seed has everything it needs in it to create a plant, but what else does it need? I see the dirt working in harmony with the seed. And the warmth of the sun and the rain watering the seed. That combination is what takes a plant. And Bob knows this better than any of us. to germinate. I'm picturing Johnny Appleseed, Bob, planting seeds all over this country to grow apple trees. And you know all about apple orchards. And I just think, you know, the size of an apple seed inside of an apple is so small, like you said, Sue, like less than a quarter of an inch in length. And yet, God has put enough energy and stuff inside that seed so that when it does die in the ground and it comes to newness of life, when it's watered and when the dirt is all around it, and hopefully some good fertilizer is in there with it, then it really can grow and do. It's an amazing thing, if you think about it. Look at something the size of a seed, and yet what it's able to do, a mighty oak tree from an acorn. Are you kidding? A huge, one of the strongest trees that are out there is an oak tree. And yet, look how long they can live and just how well they grow and how many birds love to live inside of these trees. And it's just an amazing, amazing thing. I think that if we realize that we are like a seed, that God plants us into the projects that we're going to have, into relationships that we're going to have, into families that we're already in, and wherever he plants you, all you need to do is ask God, you know, to continue to water and bring the sunlight, and you will blossom and do exactly what you're called to do in that environment. So I'll take that message all day long, Sue. Even though the dirt might be heavier, I think the dirt is working in concert with the seed. And it's beautiful, beautiful teaching. Bob, what do you think about this teaching? And by the way, thank you, Sue, for bringing that teaching to us. And it's really a beautiful, beautiful analogy of something that we are all experiencing and about to experience now. Bob, what do you think about this? And can you shed any more light on the power that's in that seed?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. Great way to start the week, you know, with with the seed being Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and the week unfolds from there in all of its glory. And I love the part about, you know, the power, that, you know, the can-do power. And, you know, I got to go to see the redwoods in California once before with my brother, who's a tree whisperer, and those redwoods literally were over 300 feet high, and to think that tiny seed could give rise to a tree that you could actually carve a tunnel out at the base of it and drive your car through it, and then, like Bruce was saying, that, you know, shelter and home for the birds and animals and
squirrels.
You know, give shade to, you know, other plants that thrive in the shade, and then we can make houses out of it. I had a friend that had a redwood house on Long Island that their father had made out of redwood they brought from California.
Wow.
And then and then firewood to keep your house warm and make furniture from it, and to think that it all came from that one tiny seed, and here we are, you know, taking all of these wonderful things that make our lives better, shelter and furniture and warmth, all that came from that little seed. And I was like, you know, if God had put that much power in one tiny seed, imagine, you know, what God put in us.
That's right.
What we have in addition, which is, you know, creativity to actually make the furniture from that tree. And we have a special kind of faith, and we have a Savior, and we have the ability to persevere and to dream to communicate with others and share our dreams and to love one another and all these things that were put into us. And then thinking of how much more God has given us than that seed, you know, what could we actually do in comparison to the seed growing a tree? And what we can do is literally limitless. We can become anything we want and have an expression that we choose, and to know that we have this birthright of the power of God and the life force and the creation that's in us, that's in hand. And we can have expectation, and we can manifest and expect the highest possible expression of ourselves to glorify God in every situation. And every possible thing we can do or think of, we can have this level of expression. And that expression rises from this infinite scope of possibility that God created. A giant tree, only one possible thing that can come. And in every possible circumstance of our lives, we can produce that highest expression and know that God is watching us. And as we glorify Him, we show the glory that we have, which is, you know, what did God put in us? He gave us 1,000 times the power of the seed. And here we are to glorify Him.
It's good, Bob. That's so beautiful. And it makes me think that, first of all, God's given us the faith. Remember, if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, which is like the smallest seed there is, if you have that amount of faith, you can move mountains. You can speak to the mountain and it shall move. I mean, it's in the mountain in that case, a lot of people think it's referring to kingdoms. But Bob, that is so good. And when you were talking about the redwood forest, are you familiar with Muir Woods, also in the California coast? I've been there, and those are also huge trees. I don't know if they're all redwoods or not, but aren't they soon? Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been to Muir Woods, and I've seen the size of some of these trees. I think they're absolutely terrific. So we have that, and we have faith. And we also have that power of God in us. Remember, we talk about seeds also like a seed of thought.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's right.
Right, right, mm-hmm. Sue? We have seeds of thought that can change worlds. And I think it's really important to take off on what Bob was saying, that we have that power in us. You know, that God's placed in us just like He's placed the power inside of a seed to grow into a mighty oak tree or a redwood or whatever. It's just, it's really, if you think it, stand back and look at it, it's amazing. Bob, that was really good. I love that. And Sue, you came up with this teaching, and I think it's wonderful that you brought it on Earth Day, since today is Earth Day, Sue.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you have something to add to that teaching?
I do.
Okay.
I kind of briefly skimmed it because just that's what I did. Uh-huh. But as I was reading it, and this is, I'm really dedicating this to Bob and for anyone, I was remembering that at 9 years old, I became fascinated with buying seeds, learning, what was it? What was that kind of like pyrite or something soil, Bob, that like starter soil? But I remember being fascinated, right? Fascinated with, I was obsessed with watching the little seeds come up. I just could not wait to see their little first leaves and then their second leaves. I mean, it was like, And I re- and that, and here's the thing, it is a seed of thought.
Yeah.
And that turned in to, let me see, if I was nine, it turned into like a 6-year period where I devoted myself to learning about perennials.
Yeah.
And then was invited when I was 13 to lecture on the different perennials at a very prestigious garden club.
Wow.
Where I lived. And really what I'm expressing here is, think back to anything that you have done. And to me, it was learning about fish. It was learning about,
yep,
like literally learning how to do fish tanks and then going into fish competitions. Can you tell that I really geek out and focus?
Oh, yeah.
But the point is, it is about what you love, what you're curious about, and when you're doing that, you're flowing, just like Bob did with Boomer Boost. Look at the love, the curiosity, the devotion,
yeah,
the life force energy,
mm-hmm,
of his heart and his seed.
That's right.
And what this teaching brought for me is, and I just want to conclude with this, is it's about, what we're going to be doing now is leaving survival, what
yes,
you have to do because you have to do it, and moving into the things that, what am I passionately curious about? What do I love that I could do all day? I used to say, and for the past 32 years, I've said I would have paid people to do what I do,
mm-hmm,
because I love it that much. And
wow,
to have a world that is based on being that life, that seed, that growth, that joy, and sharing that with others, so that you're watching this seed move up from this survival dirt of the world, and you're going to be creating, just like faith, a new Garden of Eden.
Mm.
That's our power. That's our power to flow the fascination with life.
Yeah.
The fascination with life. So those were my thoughts.
Oh, wow, Sue. Sue, do you realize that not many people know this, but when you were 7 years old, you were teaching the neighborhood children about fish.
Yep.
You taught them about fish at the age of 7.
In my garage.
In your garage.
12 of them.
12 children, all sitting quietly on the garage floor, looking at the fish tank and listening to your words.
Yes. I would put a poor saltwater fish on a cotton bed and be blowing air through a straw
into it to try to revive it. Yes. Unfortunately,
but it did get me to the next phase, which was,
yes,
going to goldfish and then tropical fish and then breeding,
yes,
tropical fish and then getting,
right,
into competition.
Yes, yes. And then you segued into planting seeds at the,
yes,
age of 9,
yep,
and then every hour you would look to see if the seed had come up through the ground.
But please try to understand, my parents were either taking me to an aquarium store,
yeah,
or having to go to a garden store. Those were the two big,
yeah,
things in that area.
That's right.
In that era.
In that era, that's right. That was a cool thing. I loved to see that at that age. And even at 9, you were precocious.
Well, hopefully, curious. Yeah,
yeah,
but
you were doing scenes.
A lot of us were, yeah. Yeah, but a lot of us were. It's about go back to the memories of when you could explore, you could create, you could experiment.
That's right.
That's what we're about to do.
That's right. Well, thank you, Sue. I really appreciate the teaching and the input that you gave, the input that Bob gave about it. I just think it was really fun on this Earth Day. So,
I think that's cool that you noticed that too. Yeah.
Yes, I did. So let's say, as we segue into prayer and praise reports tonight, that we all will celebrate the passing of Pope Francis, which occurred at 7:35 Monday morning, yesterday morning, in Rome time, or Vatican time, really. And that I know that that is a real huge impact on the Catholic Church worldwide, with some estimate 1.3 to 1.4 billion Catholics worldwide. But I just think that this is also a sign of change. This is a sign of change. Even, I think we're going to see it in the Catholic Church. So I just wanted to say that I know that we probably have quite a few out there that may espouse the Catholic, let's just call it the Catholic phase of worship, the Catholic faith. And so we're there with you in watching to see what happens, to see if the next, how the next Pope would come up through the ranks. All right, Sue, let's see, do we have any prayer? And I have one prayer request to make, Sue, before we get started. And that is that what we've heard about the area called Kashmir, where we had a shooting in that area that is controlled by India, even though it's sort of a border, I think it's between Pakistan and India, I believe. And that area had deaths, reporting 26 people dead, and I don't know how many people injured. Could be quite a few due to a mass shooting. And we just pray for the families of those who were lost in Kashmir. We pray for the safety of those in the area, because I don't know that they've found the shooters yet. But we just pray that you know, India is the largest democracy, if you will, in the world. And we're a restored republic with democratic stuff going on. But they're kind of a huge trading partner. We're their large trading partner, their largest, and they are a pretty good-sized trading partner with us. So we just pray for the people. We speak peace and safety to the people in that region and throughout India. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, Sue, what else do we have?
Thank you for that, Bruce.
Welcome.
This you'll really love. It's called Praise. I'm updating you guys with a serious praise. This is from Pastor Scott.
Okay.
My spouse and I reconciled after Good Friday service.
Oh.
God had spoken to her the week before to wash my feet. She refused, but when she's at Good Friday service, he spoke again. This time she obeyed, and in the middle of this act of service, God spoke to me saying, "You're not going anywhere." We had planned on separating, but God showed up and showed off. Once again, it's been amazing, and we're back together, 35 years, going strong. I love you guys. Thanks for the prayers. God listened, and he sowed into our lives once again.
There you go.
Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
There's that seed. He sowed into their lives once again. That
yep.
seed of faith and reconciliation. And I think that's great, Pastor Scott. And, you know, that is such a servanthood thing. When a person offers to wash another person's feet, like Jesus did to the disciples. And, you know, this was in the upper room. This was right around the time of the Last Supper. And it's an amazing thing that Jesus had a servant's towel, went down on his knees, and washed the disciples' feet. It's a beautiful example of being a servant with a servant's heart. So I'm just thrilled that there's reconciliation there over this past weekend, and that hopefully everything will move together in unity in your future. Thank you. Okay, Sue, that was good, man.
And this was translated or brought to us by Bob Stephanie. I love that, okay. Stephanie. I've never spoken to her. I just
Stephanie's
love her.
Great. I love Stephanie.
You're really loud on the call. Just a heads up.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
No. I just, the volume is loud. So just it's not you. It's the volume is loud. Just
okay.
So please read exactly how it was written in total thankfulness to Bruce, Sue, and Bob, all the Big Call helpers, and all who have prayed for me. On Good Friday, I received the results that I am now cancer-free.
Amen.
My most thanks go to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the glory, honor, and praise that he has given me on this journey. God bless you all. In love, blessings, and peace, Marianne. Remember we prayed for her last
yes,
week?
Yes, I do remember Marianne, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then
great.
We have, I'm going to do a prayer request for a friend of the pod.
Mm.
That's for Karen.
Yeah.
And so I'd like everybody to put their hands on their hearts and just consider that her son had a stroke. And he wasn't in great shape. So we're going to see that he is now surrounded with all the prayers of the Big Call, that Christ is surrounding their family and that she's hearing this, and that their ability to get into the med bed and recreate his perfect health, his perfect well-being, and to ease and just settle into that knowing, that future, for their entire family, as well as anything that could be happening in the meantime to prepare him for his highest levels of being lifted into well-being are now sealed as done, as complete, as total healing and fulfillment in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we finally do... For Jeannie, happy Earth Day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be thankful for today and every day. May the blessings of Easter continue to fill your heart with joy throughout the year. We pray to our Heavenly Father for all the listeners and leaders on this Big Call, for any special needs you may be facing today, or your families, friends, neighbors, or coworkers that you've requested prayers for verbally or silently, for everyone's health and financial issues. As always, we're also praying for all our leaders on the Big Call and are thankful and grateful for all they do. Bruce, Sue, Bob, GCK, Pastor Scott, and Larry, also for everyone working behind the scenes. We're thankful for the med beds and waiting patiently until we can sign up, receive, and experience the benefits from these med beds very soon. Also, RV blessings, Social Security increases, Doge money. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. So grateful to God for keeping us grounded, pushing us forward to the finish line, praying that this happens before end of April at the latest. So grateful for this Big Call. Thank you, Bruce, for starting and continuing to the very end.
Yep.
Everyone has a very healthy, happy, safe, and blessed week, Jeannie. That was very beautiful, Jeannie.
Yes, it was, Jeannie. Thank you. That's great. Yes. We will take this to the very end and then some, even beyond the threshold of the numbers, and we're going to be here to work with you guys on projects afterwards. Sue, that was great. Thank you very much for that time of prayer and praise. And I guess that's everything for right now. So let's just move into your segment and tell us what it is you've been thinking about and working on and whether or not there's anything that you'd like to offer us tonight.
Well, this is playfully ad hoc, but with purpose. Everything is that I'd like to put out on the big call has a purpose. But Bruce knows that every day I do a curiosity drive. And the curiosity drive happens after I've had my first cup of coffee. And I ask myself what I'm curious about so I can learn something new. And so I'm going to introduce this concept. And you can look up somebody who's a Christian and a neuroscientist, Dr. Carolyn Leaf. And she does a great video. Just look up Dr. Carolyn Leaf, Curiosity. And Bob, you would love that video. It's so powerful because she talks about the phrase, curiosity kills the cat.
No.
I know. And she says it's the biggest myth. It's the worst thing you could ever say.
Right.
Because curiosity actually helps you to live longer. Because when you go and you ask questions, and there's no question, and this is for Bobby, there's no question that is a stupid question. There is no question. Your curiosity is your joy, is your exploration in God, is your going off road and saying, let me see, does that really make sense? And be curious about everything, every belief you have, the beliefs that you may have been indoctrinated with. Be curious about them. How do I know that? What's surrounding that? Be curious and ask, and here's the focus for this. What might I be open to by asking new questions? What might I be open to? What new discovery? What fresh idea? What question wants to come through me? What question wants to come through me? So just let that sit. I'm going to read a testimonial and then we'll come back to it.
Mm.
Good evening, Sue. Hoping this gets to you before the big call. First, I want to thank you, Bruce and Bob, for all the valuable information you give us each week. But in particular, I can't thank you enough for having created these two programs. The MedBed 100 was instrumental in giving me clarity, and the Quantum Leadership stretched me into seeing myself walking in a new world with the tools that you offer that are so brilliant in their simplicity. Just had to share it. Blessings to you all, Jeff. P.S., my wife said to tell you, game changer for her. So I love giving insight, being my friend Judy would say, being vulnerable. I mean, I've been going to events that were given by people that call themselves immortalists. I have for 20 years. I've been studying people like Aubrey de Grey, who talk about the negligible senescence, which is little aging, and David Sinclair, the Harvard scientist that talks about, why we age and why we don't have to. Things that I literally had this cover in my business that said, if you could believe that there was a new model of well-being and prosperity for humanity, would you want to get involved? I mean, I was always, now you know about the fish story and everything, that it was always about And I know that all of us are like this. And this is to make you feel comfortable and like seen. You probably had this bent that a lot of your friends and family just couldn't understand because you were asking bigger questions. Because you were exploring not what man had done and suppressed, but what was possible. And that's the kind of thinking that is going to be revealed through you as you get into your projects and you're looking for the people that have the skills. They've done something in this possibility field. They've been building something novel. They're stretching what has been about survival and sort of staying in a box to thinking with curiosity. And we have in our group, Bob and Bruce, just this brilliant Princeton-educated quantum physicist. I'm not going to say his name. And it was so fun. When we did an exercise in one of our 203 classes, and it was about, obviously you can tell we love to learn. It was about, you know, what are the 10 traits of the people that you want to hire? Like getting really, really clear, some really edgy things. And the very first thing he said, look for the people that are curious. So write that down for your team. Mm-hmm. It's look, because that's just, and I've got to put this in here. One of my personal, I don't want to target it too much, is look for people in relationship that are emotionally curious.
Yes.
If they don't know emotion and they're not emotionally curious about what's going on inside of you, that's something. That's another one of those survival things, because people haven't been taught about emotions. So when they're curious and they're leaning in and they want to know about what's going on inside of you or what was exciting about your day, and they really lean in and they can really listen, those are the kinds of people you want to surround yourselves with. They're curious. Look at the other part of that. They're curious about what you're curious about.
Right.
That what I just said is just is probably going to make heads roll, but because there are a lot of people that I've been hearing about that are with people that are not curious, that are not open, and be curious about how it could be get better. That's I'll wrap a little bow around that. Be curious about how can we make this being curious about how great we can be, being open to what is possible. Just sewed that up so I didn't leave an open wound. You know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So here's what you can be curious about that is in the med beds. That's all I'm going to talk about for tonight, Bruce, is really being curious. What don't I know about the med beds?
Mm-hmm.
What do I not know about what I can create for myself?
Mm-hmm.
And realize that this isn't just research that we've done. I've been involved and curious about this stuff for so long. Ending aging and disease as a normative condition has been something that I knew was going to be a purpose of mine. Leadership, ending aging, education, and a lot of out there technology stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it that you want to know that you don't know about the med beds? What is it that you could do if you knew about, what are the choices you could make if you knew about the med beds?
Yeah.
So that's the med bed. And then the quantum leader future founder is a way to track the old style of thinking and leadership and the old reality worldview and get you ready to be thinking in an expanded way with really good boundaries. Because what's going to happen for people as they get into this new world and everything, just try to imagine everybody learning new things all at once. Just try to imagine that. Have you ever gone into your favorite place and your favorite teller, your favorite grocery store, your whatever, let's make it really grounded, and you see your person and they're there with somebody that looks really tentative and you go, oh, training them? And they go, yep. And you can tell they're getting them up to speed. And it's like slows everything down and you're like in a rush or whatever. To me, we're going to be living that at scale. So the Quantum Leadership Future Founder is going to give you some processes to anchor yourself in your knowing in Christ, so that you don't pick up on noise, so you have really good boundaries and you can be paying attention to how to navigate as everything's changing around you. And I'm going to use my grandmother from the South, and she said, oh my God, I want all my grandchildren to have this and my children to have this. It was one of your most powerful teachings. So it's very simple, and it's going to get you ready to expand your worldview, hold on to Christ, but at the same time be able to adapt to an entire world simultaneously. It's like everybody's going to be like it's going to be just a lot of new things. Even if, let's say you just had your family and they were going through the RV, that would be enough. But when everybody's getting money and everybody's doing new things and everybody's hearing new news and things start moving and changing and being rebuilt, we've all been through when things are being built, it can get messy. And this is going to help you to be grounded, clear, and very in touch with where you want to lead yourself, your family, kind of taking management of yourself. So that's the quantum leadership piece. So if you're interested in either of those, just email us at integratedminds, that's integrated minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com, and just put MedBed 100, Quantum MedBed, whatever you want. They're $100. They're $100 each. And just put your name, if you have PayPal, and your telephone number. And we'll be getting something out to you usually within about 6 hours. We're a little teeny bit behind, so people, and we have some invoices out, so please check for your invoices. But that's what we have for tonight, Bruce. And I want to thank all the people in the pod, all the beloved pod members for their deep heart, for learning, for transformation, for being the edge, the emergent edge of what is possible. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. I love that. Nice capsulization of it. I love the curiosity aspect, that you go on a curiosity drive every morning, and I think it's pretty cool.
I share it so other people can do it. You know, they never thought about doing it. Maybe a lot of us are doing it. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe at least. Yeah, we should start doing more of that. Very good. And I'm curious, even now, as to what Bob will teach us tonight, because we know we love testimonials. We've got sales going on. That's good. We're just past the halfway point of the month. We've gone through Resurrection Sunday. There's quite a bit going on, Bob. So what do you have to say about anything new that you want to bring us tonight?
Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, we do still have those same sales going on, and we got a bunch of testimonial people that have been getting the collagen and their free barley. And I'll read one later on. And that sale is still going on where you get your collagen, you get a free travel size, which is a half-size canister of the Gladiator barley. And people are mixing that together with their collagen. It just makes it work many, many times better. And
is that the heirloom barley that they get, Bob?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is that
heirloom,
right?
And, and also we have the vitamin C, which also goes well with the barley and the collagen together. That's at a 20% off sale. And then we also are still running a special to help people get back started on their Clarity Factor, which was out of stock for quite a while. Well, we found a new person to make it for us. And so that's what the sales are. And we do have some testimonials that came in, and there was a number of them that came in. And just if I can figure out where to start. So this was a testimonial about our Goodnight formula from a man that says, "This helps me fall back to sleep right away if I have to use the restroom in the middle of the night."
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. A lot of people can fall asleep and then they wake up at 3. There's actually a YouTube video out there that says, "Why do people over 60 wake up at 3 in the morning?"
Right.
And
yes,
this helps you to fall back asleep. And this is a man who wrote in about the collagen and says, "This really helps in thickening the skin on my arms." And again, as people age, their skin can become very thin, especially on their arms, and it bruises very easily and tears.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a guy saying his skin has gotten thicker. Here's another collagen one from a lady that says, "So happy with the collagen and even happier with the added heirloom barley. Thanks so much for all your products. I've been taking them for several years. I'm almost 85 next month, and I'm a caregiver for my husband, and I still am keeping up with my church activities."
Well, good for her.
Here's a man who's talking about Myotrol. It says, "The Myotrol is building muscle in my arms, and my brain is working better. Just an all-around great feeling."
Awesome.
And then this is a lady talking about the trial size heirloom barley that she got. It says, "I love this product, and the travel size will work out great on vacations."
Yes, it does.
And then here's another one about Gladiator barley. "The taste is really good. I have a lot of strength when I take it. I can tell the difference if I miss taking my barley with the Boomer Boost." So she takes it together. And then here's the last one. This just came in an hour ago. Lady sent a beautiful picture of herself. It says, "Since I started taking the Dynamic Combo, I have noticed that I'm eating less food. I feel full for a longer period of time, and I don't really crave sweets. I make my shake in the morning before work, breakfast around 6 a.m., and I have energy and feel satisfied until lunchtime." So this is something we hear a lot, Bruce, when people start taking Gladiator barley or heirloom barley and the Boomer Boost together, they can take it early in the morning, and they don't feel like eating anything, including anything else for breakfast, until, you know, till it's lunchtime. Some people, it's like 2 or 3 o'clock before they feel like they need to eat anything. And when you look back over the course of the day, You've eaten a lot less calories, a lot less food, saved a bunch of money on your food. And when you take into consideration, you know, the price you can get these products for when you put it onto AutoShip and you get free shipping and you take advantage when the sales are going on and the money you're going to save on food, it's like not really even a decision that you have to make. It's just, this is a change I can make because it's not going to change my budget. I'm going to be eating less food. I need less of other nutrition products I might have been taking. It's more complete. And it relates, Bruce, to a study that just came out, literally, let me just see what the date here was, the 11th. So 11 days ago, there's an article called Malnutrition-Related Diabetes. They've officially named malnutrition-related diabetes as a separate type of diabetes. And they've been studying this for years. And at this major worldwide conference, they just officially said, yeah, we have enough research now to know that this is true and it's different. And when people are malnourished, it turns out that they, just because of the malnutrition, their pancreas stops producing enough insulin. And
wow.
you think about it as something that might happen, you know, in a third world country where people don't get enough protein and people don't, you know, get enough micronutrients, which is what they're mentioning. But that happens a lot in the United States, too. And when I saw this article, I was like, you know, maybe that is why people with diabetes that use Gladiator Barley and Boomer Boost, all of a sudden their diabetes is getting better, their A1C is coming down. It's like they may have been somebody that was eating the SAD diet. So if you think of this, the average person in the U.S. gets 25% of their calories from soda pop. And so now you've only got the other 75% of the calories to try to get nutrition from food. But what are they buying, right? And if they're shopping in the middle aisles of the grocery store and buying, you know, sugary breakfast cereals as a starter, you could get to the end of the day and have consumed 3,000 calories and you're malnourished. You're overweight or even obese, but you're actually malnourished. You haven't consumed enough protein because there's no protein in soda pop or sugary cereals. Zero protein.
Right.
And so most of the calories you're taking in are empty calories from high glycemic index carbohydrates. And if you were to test your blood for your micronutrients, you'd probably be low in lots of vitamins and minerals. And if you were to look at how much protein you consumed, it probably would be below what you really need. And so you have weak muscles, lots of fat on your body, and your pancreas isn't working very well. And so it dawned on me, maybe, because every time that someone with diabetes would get better from taking Barley and Boomer Boost, I had to say the only thing I can think of is there's a lot of amino acids in it which get converted into proteins, and they're not carbohydrates, so maybe it's helping people kind of change the balance of the food. But it looks, you know, from this study, maybe it's because they had this type of diabetes from malnutrition. As soon as they started absorbing nutrients and taking all the nutrients from the Boomer Boost, next thing you know, they're not malnourished anymore, and their pancreas starts working better. And so I just wanted to let people know that I came across this, and to keep it in mind, because the average person that you look at who's out and about is probably malnourished. Just because of the society we live in, people are not going down to the farmer's market to buy fresh fruits and vegetables and protein-rich foods. They're just not doing that very much, and they're in danger of being diabetic as a result, even though they consume, you know, 400 or 500 calories a day more than what their body requires. And that, Bruce, is what I had for tonight. It's 3 minutes after 10.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, that's really important for us to know, because we need to stay on top of this nutrition, and we need to make sure that you know how to get to Bob's website. So when you go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my site, you'll see a banner at the top of the landing page that says Boomers. And when you click on it, it'll take you right into Bob's site, direct link. So that's how you get in. And then you can go through, look at the products that are on sale, look at the various products anyway, and look, you can learn a lot of different things on Bob's site. There's quite a bit there. And you can even go to testimonials. You can look at all kinds of past information that he's put out through podcasts and through YouTube archives. All of that's there at the footer of the page. So check that out when you get there. Also, if you need to call, you have a problem, you need to call and ask a question or get a little help, they're very good at helping Big Call listeners. So the 800 number to call in to Boomers is 800-861-4609, and that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and that's on Eastern Daylight Time still, so that's really a good thing. Take advantage of the sale items if you can, take advantage of that, and really appreciate that. And I think it's really smart to get on the subscribe and save, which is an auto ship program. Get on there, put the Myotrol on there, and then you'll get a little bit of a discount for anything that you put on subscribe and save. I think you save 10% on that, plus you get free shipping on your subscribe and save. So make sure you're getting your dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and Barley. To me, I get Boomer Boost, Barley, Lignans, and the Premium Probiotics. Those are my powders I take. And then, of course, I did get collagen, and I'm taking that too. And so I like that. I think that's great. Of course, vitamin C, vitamin D3, you know, magnesium with zinc, all of that, you know, so many are just right there, vitally important for us. So take advantage of that and make sure that you're up to speed. Now, after this RV goes, after we have 800 numbers to call and set our appointments, don't forget your nutrition. Don't forget, this is a great time to, you'll be able to stock up, you'll have plenty of money to make a call or go online. Just take advantage of some of the products that Bob has, and I'm going to stock up big time. Okay? I would recommend it. Thank you, Bob. Okay, we've got some intel that I'd like to bring to you guys. And I did get a question, and Sue brought it over to me, that said, people want to know what they need to bring in for identification and so on at the Redemption Center. Once you set your appointment, they pretty much know who the ZIM holders are. They're not going to know every currency holder, but they know of you because of the email, and they vetted us out pretty much for the most part. But when you go in, the KYC, know your customer thing says, bring, if you have a passport that's valid, bring it. Any other picture ID, if you have a government ID, If you have a driver's license, bring that. That's a really good thing to use. You probably only need one. I'm going to bring two because I have my license in the wallet, and I also have a passport, so I'll make sure to bring those two. You may or may not need a utility bill that shows that you're paying a monthly bill or something where you live. I'm going to bring my, I think, gas bill or phone bill, cell phone bill. So I'll have something to show that I have a place to live. And I just think that's all you really need to worry about. That KYC should go in like less than a minute. And then you're off to looking at the currencies that you have, putting those up, getting those, you know, counted and verified on the De La Rue machine, and then you go from there. But that's and also these various stations, you stay put. They change or bring something to you. You don't move around in this office. You stay put, and you've got three or four people across from you that are handling it. For example, if you have a lot of currency, they'll have two people on De La Rue machines and one person on a laptop and one other person keeping an eye on everything to make sure it's all done above board. Yeah, that's the kind of look that you're going to have. You'll have time to do a short presentation. We used to say 5 to 8 minutes. It's more probably going to end up being like 3 to 5 minutes on your presentation, your project presentation, and what you intend to do. All right, let's cut to something that's kind of important. The rates have come up on the Redemption Center screens and are continuing to go up. It's important to realize that even if you have Zim, but if you have projects, you are eligible for the contract rate on Dinar. So if you have Dinar and you've got projects, and even if you have Zim, which dwarfs all of this other, all the other currencies, of course, you can still get offered the contract rate, which at looking at it yesterday and today is going to be in the low 80s. Okay, per Dinar. That's where you are on it. Everything on the Redemption Center screens are moving up. We've got 17 currencies on there that are moving and changing, and the rates are really good, and Dong is great, and Dinar is great, and everything else is moving into that range. Really good stuff. So that's the part that I wanted to tell you about there. When it comes to what we talk about the bondholders, we know that bondholders were told as recently as last night and today that they expect to have accounts accessible as early as tomorrow, which is Wednesday. Now, bondholders have been paid out into their accounts by the paymasters starting Sunday night and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and probably Friday. All the way through the week, bondholders, some are the big whales, some are smaller bondholders, but they all should be paid into their accounts over the next 5 days. Let's call it, well, it started, like I said, Sunday night. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it may go into Saturday. The point is that the money is moving. Now, you guys have heard of the St. Germain Trust that opens every year, twice a year, at Christmas and on Easter Sunday. Also, you may have heard of the Rodriguez Trust out of the Philippines. That trust also opened up Sunday night, just as the St. Germain Trust did. Now, both of these are large. The Saint Germain Trust is humongously large. I consider it a bottomless pit. And so, in a way, Rodriguez, I think, had 19 zeros, which sounds like a lot, but it's not even comparable to the Saint Germain Trust, which is just amazing. I don't even know if I believe how many zeros I've heard are on that trust. Well over 1,000 zeros. Choo, 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 choo. I don't even know if there's a name for the number of the value of that trust. I really don't. So what you have is you've got the Saint Germain Trust that funded into GESARA, G-E-S-A-R-A, and the Rodriguez Trust funded our NESARA here for the United States. And so those monies have been moving around the globe into what we call sovereign banks. We used to use the term central banks, but the central banks have pretty much been closed, and the sovereign banks are the ones that are replacing the central banks around the world. So those funds have gone there, and of course there's funds moving into Wells so they can be there for our exchanges and redemption of ZIM. So that's all moving in the right direction for us. Beyond that, when it comes to we talked about that. When it comes to the exchange itself, we should have enough funds to last us very easily for the first 60 days. We'll be able to move money from our Quantum account into our primary and possibly a secondary account with Wells Fargo. Wells is the go-to bank that's in charge of the redemption centers in the United States. In Canada, you've got RBC and Scotiabank, which merged, and you also have HSBC. HSBC is a global Chinese bank, Hong Kong savings bank, something like that, that is global, and it's all around the world, and you've got those guys are running the show in a lot of other countries. In Latin America, you've got Banco Santander, which is Santander Bank, another Tier 1 bank, and then the remaining Tier 1 banks in the United States are Wells Fargo, Chase, Citibank, and Bank of America, and Truist Bank. Those are all Tier 1 banks. Now, we did have some bank shenanigans going on, of course, as early as last week, if I remember right. And some of the smaller banks and branches were not compliant with the quantum financial system. Well, the ones that were non-compliant were picked up by HSBC, Wells Fargo, Chase Bank, and Santander Bank. Those four banks stepped up to pick those banks up and put them under their purview. Okay, and that's what happened. So now my understanding is all banks are fully interconnected with the quantum financial system through the Starlink satellite system using blockchain technology. They've got the cryptocurrency, the crypto coin aspect of it in place. And I really think the USN is there in place as our new dollar, but we haven't heard it called that yet, but we will very shortly, very soon. Now, what about our timing? I said the bondholders are supposed to be gaining access to their funds as early as tomorrow, Wednesday. Redemption center personnel that we know of that are leaders are going in, and this could tell us something, going in at 9:15 in the morning tomorrow, that's Wednesday, until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That would be like a first shift, okay? And that is happening every day for the remaining part of this week. In other words, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yes, that's right. Redemption Centers open this coming Sunday as the schedule is currently. As the current schedule reads, they go in as early as 9:15, and we'll do that every day through the end of the week, through the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, even though Sunday's the first day of the new week. So that's encouraging to me. One of our sources said, get ready for tomorrow. Another one said, this is the start of the greatest turnover of wealth in the history of the world. That was like as of noon yesterday. Everything started moving, and I think notifications that we're looking for could very well be out for us tomorrow by noon. Now, I can't say it's absolute. They're not going to tell us that that's when it's going to happen. We're going to have to just watch for your emails that come in to see if that holds up. And you guys know that I give you the information that I get to the best of my ability in blocks of information that you can use. I hope that we get notified in the morning, we set appointments, and can actually start exchanges tomorrow. The rates that we're looking for are on the Redemption Center screens already and were yesterday. On Monday, they were there at the rates they wanted us to go to. Okay, because remember I told you guys last Thursday they were working on trading those rates up. They wanted to get those rates higher. Well, guess what? Between Sunday night and Monday, the rates were there. I don't think that's going to be an issue now. I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think we're going to find that the rates are exactly where they wanted them to be for us to get started. So, remember, if you've got projects, you are entitled to receive the contract rate on Dinar, for those of you who have it out there. The Zim is what it's been, like I told you, forever. Dong is very high, way higher than I thought it would even get to. And some of the other currencies are in the 4 to 7 range, 4 to 7, a lot of the other ones. So, you know, this is really coming to a conclusion. I think we're looking at a very, very good middle of the week. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens. Let me see if there's anything else in terms of your appointment that you need to know about. Okay, we've gone to the part where we're ponying up the currency. They're going to probably ask us what we're going to do. They're going to tell us what the rates are available. They're going to total those up. After the currencies are done, we're going to move into creating a quantum account and a quantum card to access your account. They'll figure that out and teach you about that. You'll come up with a brand new username and password for the quantum card. So new username, new password for the quantum account card. A 5-digit PIN number, that'll be pretty easy. And then, of course, a new email with your new email password. So those things, and a biometric finger or thumbprint to use to get access to your account. That information is stored on the quantum account card. It's on the card. And it's going to be a physical, solid card, about 3 times thicker than a normal credit card. So you'll have that, and do keep it in a very, very safe place, because you're not going to want to lose it, and you're going to want to make sure that you can go to it when you need to. You're probably only going to need it to move funds from your quantum account into your Wells account or another bank if you have another couple of banks attached to your quantum card. You don't have to do that right away. You can add a bank later. Let's say you want to add a Chase or a Santander bank, or you want to add another, you know, top-tier type bank. You can do that later. Don't worry about doing that on day one, for goodness sake. All right, so now you know about that. Now, when you come down toward the end, you should be able to get a little bit of currency of the new USN physical money. They didn't want us to take more than $3,000 in the new money, cash, there. I'm not going to take more than that. That's plenty. And then, of course, after that, you will be given a list of perks with the bank to take home and look over any perks that you might want, knowing you could pay for all of them if you wanted to. But they're supposed to be free. That's why they're called perks or benefits with the bank. And then you'll also get a Q phone that is a satellite phone that works on the Starlink satellite system. And I don't know all the details about it, but I know they'll give you the phone. You'll take that home and figure out how to activate it. Okay? Figure out what you need to do to use it. None of that's you're going to have time for in the Redemption Center, except as you're walking out the door, they'll give you the phone and say, "Here, get out of here." No, they're not going to be that rude. But, you know, the main thing is to just, you will sign an NDA. That's one of the first things you do when you go in, by the way, is you sign an NDA that you won't disclose any of the particulars about this exchange. You know, you have to keep it on the down low. So I think we've been through those steps of process enough for everybody to have kind of a feel for it. I'm sure it's probably going to vary a little bit from how I'm describing it, but I think it should go very quickly and very well. You'll have time to give a short presentation of what you intend to do with projects, and it's going to be marvelous. I think everybody should just count on enjoying the experience. Just kind of get the big picture and enjoy what's going on. It's a one-time shot. You know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal that you're going to go through. And by the way, the bankers in your future, your banks, are not going to know what is in your account, which is kind of weird. Because we're used to asking a bank teller for our balance, or this one or that one for what's my balance, blah, blah, blah. I don't think they're going to see it. At least they're not supposed to see our balances. And they certainly are not supposed to see what you have in your Quantum account. Now, initially at the Redemption Center, yeah. But they're not going to retain that information. They're all under NDAs not to ever share it. You know, so I think that part's going to go okay. I think that'll be fine. And then it's just a matter of what do you want to do. Now, when you walk out and you go home or you go back to your office or whatever, just realize, take your time in making big decisions. Sometimes we want to jump on things and buy this and buy that and all that right away. But just kind of take your time, you know, on doing that. You know, and they're going to be there to help you if you need it. But I'm excited like you guys are. I'm hoping this thing comes to an end. Now, let's say we do go tomorrow and we get our numbers and we at least set our appointments. Maybe we don't even exchange till Charlie Ward's Thursday, but we go ahead and maybe we get exchanges started tomorrow. I still think we'll probably get together at the regular time for Thursday night's what would be a celebration call. If all this comes through for us tomorrow, we'll do a short celebration call on the big call on Thursday night. Just saying, all right? That's the plan. So Bob knows and Sue knows, and you know. And that's the way it goes. So let's do this. When it comes to what Sue's offering, the MedBed 100, the Quantum 100, these are excellent courses that you need to have, especially the MedBed 100 because it'll educate you on everything you need to know before going in for your MedBed interview, which is 15 to 20 minutes of interview of what you want done in the MedBed. And Sue's done a marvelous job on that call, on that particular course, to put two nights together, about 3 hours, a little over 3 hours, for you to listen to at your own pace. You can listen to it over and over again so you're really familiar with it. So that's really excellent and a good idea to get that MedBed 100. It's $100. Now, the Quantum Leader Future Founder course, I shortened to Quantum 100. And that's $100 also. That's what Sue said. It's really a great way to get prepared for the new life and how you're going to be and what you need to know when you go forward after you get out of the Redemption Center. And so go ahead and grab those two. If you want them both, just put MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100 equals 200 in the subject line, and you'll get both of them for 200. If you want just one, just put one or the other in the subject line. The other thing is, if you have, you know, put your cell phone number and your name in the body of the email, and you're going to be using, if you have PayPal, let her know so you can pay for it with PayPal. If not, she'll invoice you through PayPal, and you will fill out the information on the invoice and send it back, okay? And she'll be paid that way. But I really recommend you guys get both of these if you don't have them yet. It's a great opportunity to get them and send those emails out to Sue tonight. Now, here's the key. Watch for the incoming email. You'll get one right away, and then you'll get another one as she's giving you the payment information, and then you'll get another one with the actual classes on them that you can listen to by clicking on the link in the email. All right? So that's going to be a great, great thing for you guys to get. Go ahead and get it tonight. Send her a quick little email tonight. The address is integratedminds@hushmail.com. integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. So send it off, and you'll really, really, you've heard the testimonials on these. They're really valuable. I highly recommend you get these. So let's see what happens if we do get notified tomorrow. We get our 800 number. Obviously, we're going to put it on the on the homepage of bigcalluniverse.com. When we get it, we'll have Bob or Raleigh put it on there. And also, we plan to send out an email to everybody who registered that wanted the 800 number sent to them by email. We'll do that as well, send that out as an email blast. So, if you're not registered on bigcalluniverse.com, please do so. We're going to keep in touch with you that way about our projects, about Rebuild America, about Rebuild International, about the Veterans Retreat Network and the Pastoral Retreat Network, and any regional get-togethers that we set up to get together across the country and maybe out, maybe internationally too. I have a thought on something I can't say now, but I think that would really be fun to meet a lot of you in person and talk about how we're going to move forward with these projects. So that's what we're going to use your email for. It's going to take us a little while to build out some websites that we already have. And then, of course, it's going to take a little time. Some of us are moving. Some of us are buying homes. Some of us are, you know, whatever, relocating. So it's, all I can say is take your time. It's going to be a couple of months before we do anything other than communicate with you by email. And it'll probably take a couple of months. We'll see. It might move along a little more quickly, but everybody deserves a vacation. Everybody deserves a little fun and celebration time. And so we plan to do that, and I hope you guys do too. All right, well, let's do this. Sue, before we turn off the recording, let's pray the call out. So let's do that. I want to thank Sue and Bob, GCK. I want to thank Pastor Scott, Jeannie. I want to thank the SAT team for getting the signal out all over the globe for us again. And I want to thank Big Call Universe, all of you guys that have been listening to the Big Call, some of you now for 14 years. And I appreciate that, really do. And I want to thank everybody again for being so faithful to listen to us and to help us, you know, get the word out all over the globe. So let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you're doing for us to prepare us for this opportunity, for this incredible blessing. We know that every good and gift comes down from above. We do consider this blessing a huge gift. Help us to be good stewards of the money, to plant it and sow it into people's lives all over the globe. Help us to up-level humanity and really just show the love of Christ throughout the world. We pray for it and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a wonderful, what's today, Tuesday, have a wonderful middle of the week. Let's keep an eye on emails tomorrow. Let's see what happens. Otherwise, we will see you Thursday night on the Big Call. Sue, whenever you're ready, you can turn off the recording. Please. Okay, Sue, are you there? Bob, are you there?
I'm here. Sorry, I was having trouble.
Can you turn off the recording?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.